This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
It's hard to imagine that a fictional movie character could have such a profound impact on what we drink. But when Miles mocked Merlot, for many the wine had to go. But that was then. More after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. In what has to be the most successful wine movie of all times, beloved Merlot wine takes a huge hit, all because Miles, the lead character in Sideways, had a passion for Pinot. The impact of the movie, an adaptation of the book by Rex Pickett, has been the subject of many a research study on what is commonly known as the Sideways effect. At one time, Merlot was the darling of wine drinkers, but for a while, its sales were battered. The average price per bottle plummeted, and many grape growers replaced the Merlot crop in favor of other grapes, like, well, Pinot. Today, Merlot is making a significant comeback, in part because the quality of today's Merlots is decidedly better than ever. And oddly enough, the movie Sideways is also being blamed for this turn of events. Many believe that even though a lot of winemakers stopped making Merlot, the ones that stuck around were under pressure to make the best possible wines from the once beloved grape. A big increase in quality driven by a significant decrease in popularity. But stay tuned, because Rex Pickett is working on another Sideways sequel. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.